a bit of an honour.
Yeah, massive honour. Very privileged to get the nomination this week. Yeah, very happy with it.
You were a bit surprised? Did you know you were eligible?
I didn't know I was eligible, to be honest. So I was just in the team meeting, and actually Simo got me to stand up in front of the group, and I thought he was trying to stitch me up, but he told me that I won the award, the nomination this week, so I was very happy, yeah.
How have you found your time at Carlton so far? It seems like you've taken a fair bit of responsibility, sort of already holding a key post down back.
No, I really enjoy my time at Carlton at the moment. You know, the boys have been really welcoming, the coach has been really good, so yeah, loving my time at the moment.
But the boys were getting pretty excited when it was announced.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? I didn't know what to do. I was just bloody head down, yeah.
And obviously, since crossing from GWS, playing in front of bigger crowds, none bigger than this week against Collingwood.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the challenge. You know, no better place to be, I reckon, on Saturday Arvo, playing against Collingwood, hopefully in front of 80,000 people. I'm really looking forward to that, yeah.
These are the type of fixtures you look forward to when you join a club like Carlton.
Yeah, definitely. I think playing in front of big crowds is always, you know, one thing that I looked at. So I'm really looking forward to sort of the atmosphere and, the great rivalry between the two clubs. It's going to be exciting.
What's changed for you since moving to Carlton? I think you've played a total of 7 games for the Giants. You're already up there about 6 at Carlton. What's changed?
Yeah, I missed basically all of last year through injury. So I'm just really happy that I've got the continuity in my games and performances and everything like that. So that's probably the big thing. I got through the pre-season all good. I'm fighting fit, I reckon. So I'm just happy that I'm playing again.
Was it a tough decision to make? I mean, GWS is sort of knocking on the door of a premiership, sitting second on the ladder. Sort of at the other end of the scale, quite a tough.
Yeah, look, it was really tough decision for me to make. I really enjoy my time at Giants, but for me it was about getting back to family and friends around me. So I think that decision made it easier. But in saying that, Carlton, you know, got obviously a very young list, but it's exciting. So I'm looking forward to what we can be able to do in a couple of years' time.
Have you been able to get home to the Nala match since?
Yeah, I sort of try and go up to Hume a couple of times a week every couple of weeks. So it's good just to sort of drive there. It's a nice, relaxing lifestyle in the country, so it's nice to get back to family and friends.
Are your parents still living there or just extended family?
Yeah, I've got my parents and 2 sisters and a brother there, so it's always good to see them. And like I said, I've got my nan and granddad and everything like that, so yeah, it's always nice to get there.
Are they making the trip to watch you play or watching on Fox?
Yeah, Mum and Dad have been here every week, so they're loving the time at the moment, so it's really good.
How have you found having Boltz as your mentor?
Yeah, Boltz is terrific. Obviously, coming from a teaching background, he's been super to me, sort of helping with my game, and he's just a bloke that sort of listens to you and everything like that, so he's been really good for me.
Do you feel like you're building something special here with all the young players? I mean, you've had a number of debutants and teenagers coming this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's exciting. Obviously, it's well documented that we've got a young list. But I mean, you just got to look at sort of the weekend's performance with the amount of young blokes we've got. We've got like Charlie Kernow and Jacob Wiedering, and along with the first year boys, Tom Williamson and SBS have been terrific so far. So you definitely can see that something's good brewing.
What about having ASOS or Alex Silvani
Oh, I love playing with him. He's just an absolute beast. I mean, the way he attacks the contest is just great to see. So he's definitely one of the players you want to play with.
You talk about having so much experience in the side, but would you like to see Dalby back in the team to have that experience, Ted?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone likes to play with Daisy. He's such a terrific player. He's so knowledgeable on the ground. He helps a young player, so he's definitely one of the players that you want to be playing with.
Collingwood forwards at the Ips a little bit this season. Do you get stuck in them?
To be honest, we haven't really thought about it. We just came back from the review yesterday, so we'll look at Collingwood Thursday and we'll go from there.